Good morning. Praise the Lord. Well, we had excellent worship and two messages, so I don't have much to do this morning. Well, Lord, I just ask that as I share what you've given me, that the truth of your word would come forth, and that's what would be heard and remembered. And give you the glory, praise, and honor for all things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when I was praying about bringing a message, I had a couple different thoughts. My first thought was that I was, and I may do this in the future, but I was going to talk about identity. So I looked up in the New Testament scriptures relating to identity. And without too much difficulty, I found over 60 scriptures. So then I calculated if I spent a minute on each scripture, it would be a long message. So I put that on the shelf for now. And even though you are patient, I thought 60 was a tough target. So anyway, I decided to do a field trip report. I had a couple other thoughts also. But I decided to give a field trip report because for however you count, 12, 16, or 18, or 20 months, we've been taking a field trip called COVID-19. And one of the things that struck me immediately about COVID-19 was fear. And there's two points I'd like to make, and I've written so neatly that I can't find my my spot. And I think each one of us could give this message. Each one of us could give a field trip report for the last 12 or 18 months. And you might have different views and might have different aspects of the Word of God, but I think what I have to share will be interesting. Anyway, the two thoughts I was going to share that I left home is there's an acronym for fear. And the acronym for fear that I discovered, and I can't give credit because my memory of names is not well, but FEAR, the acronym, facts in evidence that aren't real. Does that sound like the news? Does that sound like we hear on radio and television and internet and all the other places? Yes. But you know, the Lord hasn't given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of love, truth, and a sound mind. So how do we deal with fear? A lot of times we dwell on it. A lot of times it leads us down roads that we don't want to go down. However, the Lord is on our side. Bruce was just sharing that. Tim shared it earlier. And he will bring the truth of his word to mind. And so the two scriptures that I chose to focus on fear, the first one was the one I just shared. And the second one, throughout these COVID months, we have a home meeting that we have four couples and a wonderful lady that joined us recently from Tennessee. Now she's living with Tim, Jean Churchill, and Brian. Brian's with us. And I'm really blessed to have these folks in the home meeting. I have three men that really know the Word of God. So I don't even need to bring a Bible. I just have to sort of understand a thought, and one of my three brothers will bring one or more scriptures to elucidate that thought. And I have I have four wonderful sisters in the Lord that you can see the Lord is working in their lives, and they're very encouraging. And as time has gone on, more and more, I've tried to have everybody share and be involved in our Wednesday night meetings. And that's becoming more and more evident. And what everybody shares is a blessing. So if you're not in a home fellowship, I encourage you to think about being in a home fellowship. But this second verse that I want to share with you, we've shared it over and over. It's helped all of us, some even more than others. It's in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And if you were here Friday night, one of the folks that was here Friday night read Philippians 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9, but I'm just focusing on 6 and 7 right at the moment. And that scripture is, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by means of prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. So that's easy to read, but you know, sometimes it's a real journey to take that scripture and have the Lord help you deal with the fear that you're facing or the anxiety. But the good news is, he does. And several of our folks in our home meeting have taken that path. And they're in a much better place now than they were. But I don't want to talk about fear. I want to talk about the peace of God. Because that's the opposite of fear. And one of Linda's favorite scriptures, and I like it a lot also, is John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. So we can control how our heart responds to fear. Jesus wants us to have his peace. And I have to step back for a minute. I apologize. Welcome visitors. We have visitors from New Hampshire. We have visitors from North Carolina. We have a visitor that's going to go to North Carolina next year. And I just welcome you all. Forgive me for forgetting. So the thought about the peace of God could be a message all by itself, but that's not what I plan to do this morning. And a spurious scripture that popped in as I was thinking about peace was, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Because all through COVID, things of the earth have been bombarding us. And how well did we set our mind on things above and not on things of the earth? So I want to just give a little personal testimony about peace. I talked to Linda about this, and we've shared it individually with folks. But in 2018, Linda had double pneumonia. And she has breathing problems to start with, so double pneumonia for Linda is not, it's worse than whatever's after serious, critical. And so she was in the hospital for 8 days. And the hospitalist, well, I thought she was going to die. Linda thought she was going to die, and the hospitalist thought she was going to die. And she didn't. Thank you, Lord. But during that time, Linda had peace. Rick had peace. Where did it come from? It wasn't us. It was the Lord. He gave us his peace in the midst of adversity and in the midst of fear. So I just thank him for that. There's another scripture that during the COVID times that is related to this. And I use this quite a bit also. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18. Three verses. I think they're key verses. Verse 16, rejoice always. How many of us always rejoice? I don't know. But over the years, I rejoice more than I used to.
Yes, amen.
So the road that I'm on is the road the Lord wants me to be on. Pray without ceasing. Now, when you say pray without ceasing, some people think, oh, I've got to be on my knees all the time. But, you know, prayer is communicating with God. You can communicate with God all the time. And again, I learn a lot from my wife because she has a real close relationship with the Lord. And we'll be driving along, and she'll say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And I'll say, what are you thanking him for now? Do you know what the answer is? The answer is because of who he is. Thank you, Lord, because of who you are. Well, that's prayer. That's a prayer of thanksgiving. Sometimes, well, we go to the river almost every day to watch the river for a couple minutes. It's soothing. God's creation's before us. Even the power boats and the wave runners. But quite often it's just the river. Bald eagles, great blue heron, geese, goslings. There's a pair down there now that have nine little geese. And we can just enjoy that and thank the Lord that we're able to see God's creation. See his hand in everything that we look at.
Yes.
And then the third verse in Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do we give thanks in everything? Do we, you know, kick the tire and get unhappy about stuff? Yes, we do. But God's word says, give thanks in everything. And I'm heading towards a scripture that we've heard a lot about in the last year, and that's about the kingdom of God, is righteousness, peace, which I've just talked about, and joy. So the first of the three verses in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice. Rejoice is joy. Righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what the Lord wants us to have all the time. So, there've been a number of situations with things in our life and our family. I have a son that has a degenerative illness that without the Lord's help, he will probably predecease me. It's difficult to watch, but we have joy in the Lord, and we can thank the Lord because there's hope. Well, in the past year, there's been many messages. Peter, Paul, Wayne, Don, even Tim's message last week, that talk about the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that scripture in Romans, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So I think we need to consider, if we don't have that real sense that we've been filled with the Holy Spirit, that we pursue that path. And in the Word of God, is there anything about that? There's a lot about that. But in the 11th chapter of Luke, there's the parable of the good father. And the end of that parable, if earthly fathers will give their children good gifts, your heavenly Father will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit if you ask him. So I encourage you all to ask, if you haven't, for that gift of the Holy Spirit. So, in a sense, this was a field trip starting out with COVID, but it was a field trip through the Word of God. And I could have picked hundreds of scriptures, and I think I have 6, 7, or 8 scriptures here. But knowing those scriptures and holding on to them and having the Lord be able to bring them to mind is important. So if you're not in the Word of God, if you're reading other stuff, if you're not paying attention when there's a message being brought, you know, you're missing something. You're missing something. The Word of God is powerful. And so the real field trip over the past 18 months has been walking in the Word of God. So what is the report at the end of 18 months of walking in the Word of God? Almost everybody here is solid. They know the Lord, they love the Lord, they've been walking with the Lord. And if you don't identify with that, putting scripture in here, not only here, but in your heart, is a firm foundation. So the way I think about things, we had a field trip standing on the foundation that the Word of God gives to us. And so, in thinking about that, you know, I just shared that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we have that now. And some people don't believe that. But what does the Lord's Prayer say? Our Father, our Heavenly Father, who is holy, you know, hallowed be thy name, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if we ask for God's kingdom to come, it's here. If we have been saved by Jesus, we have righteousness and peace and joy. We have the kingdom of God. We're walking in the kingdom of God here. We don't have to wait. And so I encourage everybody to read and remember scriptures. And some people have said to me, well, I can't memorize scriptures. I agree. I don't do well with that either. But then I ask them a simple question. Do you know the Lord's Prayer? Oh, yeah, I know the Lord's Prayer. You memorize scripture. Do you know the 23rd Psalm? Yeah. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, yeah. So you've memorized scripture. Even if you don't think you can memorize those, when I was a little boy growing up, I was required by my parents to go to Sunday school every Sunday. And I don't remember much from Sunday school days, except Jesus loves me. Yes. This I know. Yes. for the Bible tells me so. So that's a memory of Scripture, because that's a truth from Scripture. So I encourage you all to read the Word more, to put the Word as a solid foundation, to stand on the Word all the time. And I have Linda's permission to share this little anecdote that will perhaps let you understand how important standing on the Word of God is. When I was out there hunting and fishing and ignoring God, my wife Linda was praying for me. And she was getting frustrated because I was hunting and fishing and enjoying God's creation, but wasn't that close to God. And the one day, she had a scripture that she wanted to look up that she felt was important as part of her prayer, and she couldn't find it. And she got more and more frustrated. She looked all through her Bible. And finally, she took her Bible, threw it on the floor. I'm standing on the Word of God. So you can stand on the Word of God all the time. And it wasn't too much longer after that then the Lord got a hold of me. So I thank you for many people praying, but especially the prayers of a faithful wife. So not all of these thoughts were my own, but I want to encourage you about the importance of the Word of God. Years ago, 20 or 30 years ago, Dale Rumble wrote a tract called Our Neglected Weapon. And it was the Word of God. And he had a different aspect of looking at it. And it's in the track rack. I don't know how many there are there, but it's worth reading. He cites some very key scriptures that can be used as weapons. But the direction I came from this morning was, it's our firm foundation. And both aspects are true. And Dale only, you know, if you knew Dale, Dale had the Bible. He didn't need it. He just had it up here. So when he wrote the tract, he suggested that we memorize about 45 scriptures. And they're all good scriptures. I've actually mentioned a couple of them. So I think I'm going to keep the message short. I want to close with a song. So if any of you have heard me sing, you may be cringing. So I'm going to read the song. And the reason I'm going to read the song is because I'm going to read a psalm. And the psalms are songs. And I want to read a psalm so that we remember who our firm foundation is. And I could read almost any psalm, but this one struck me. Over the years, for many years, I was in the habit of reading five psalms and a proverb. And the way I decided which ones to read was whatever day it was, and today's the 6th, so I would have read the 6th, the 36th, the 66th, the 96th, the 126th, and the 6th proverb. So, when I opened my Bible this morning, for the song I wanted to read, Psalm 96. The subtitle in my Bible, Declare the Glory of God. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. Before the Lord, he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. So that's our firm foundation. And if you can remember the several scriptures that I shared with you this morning, they're good scriptures to memorize. And there's a whole bunch of others. And again, I want to thank our home meeting for being faithful to share scriptures like this each week. And I encourage all of you to join a home meeting if you're not in a home meeting. And I give the Lord all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And Lord, I just ask that you would help us focus on your word as our foundation, because you are the word. You came, you established all things by the power of your word. And your word says that the word was with God, the word was God, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So thank you, Lord Jesus, you are the word, and you dwell amongst us in the power of the Holy Spirit. I give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord.